Let's talk a little bit about cetuximab. We did a symposium. You were in that symposium at ASCO on lung cancer, and of course the FLEX data had just been reported on cetuximab. You studied cetuximab. Can you kind of put together where we are today in terms of this issue and also the issue of predictors of response?
Well, you know, cetuximab is certainly an active agent in a number of tumor types, colon cancer, head and neck cancer, and now lung cancer. Though the FLEX trial, while positive, had a hazard ratio of only 0.87. So, you know, that's a benefit, but it's a pretty small benefit. And I think you need to look at it that way. Since ASCO, what's happened, people are using it. I have a sense that it's not being used a great deal, but it's being used enough, certainly in patients with squamous cell tumors who can't get bevacizumab. And I'm using it in my practice in that setting. But clearly we're going to need to try to find a biomarker, as was done with the CRYSTAL study in colorectal cancer, to find more activity. Because like other EGFR inhibitors, cetuximab does produce skin rash. Coming in for weekly treatments is quite burdensome. So I do think it would be important to try to figure out exactly who might benefit most from this drug. How are we going to do that? We're going to need to do studies where we obtain tissue and we look at biomarkers. We actually have a large effort on this in the SWOG. A paper that Fred Hirsch was the lead author on, published this last July in JCO, actually looked at a SWOG study where we looked at cetuximab with chemotherapy concurrently versus chemotherapy followed by cetuximab in a parallel arm study. And actually, we saw that both arms of this study, about 100 patients in each arm, metastatic lung cancer, had a median survival of 11 months, whether they got cetuximab with chemotherapy or cetuximab after chemotherapy. That tells us that cetuximab might be having an effect both with chemotherapy but also after chemotherapy. But the one important finding that was published in that paper was that we looked at EGFR gene amplification by FISH. And this is the test that Fred Hirsch has developed, where we look at four or more copies of the EGFR gene in more than 40% of the cells. And we actually found that the median survival was double in the concurrent group in those patients who had gotten the FISH test done and were shown to be positive versus those that were not. So it suggests that EGFR FISH could be a very useful predictor for patients who are going to do better with cetuximab.